Hi, and welcome to the Agent Effect. I'm your host, Paul Jarrett, and I'm delighted to be joined here today by Lisa Bechtold, the Global Head of AI Governance at Zurich Insurance, who drives AI innovation through the operationalization of robust AI frameworks, making sure every AI solution is deployed safely, delivers business value, and translates into real benefits for Zurich's customers. She's a PhD international law scholar, MIT Sloan AI Strategy and Stanford Graduate School of Business alum, and a member of the World Economic Forum's AI Governance Alliance. Welcome, Lisa.
Thanks, Paul.
We're also joined today by Amir Banafetami, Chief Responsible AI Officer at Cognizant, where he leads the company's mission to embed trust, reliability, and human-centered design into AI innovation. Prior to joining Cognizant, he focused on advancing societal progress through technology, serving as Chief Innovation Officer at XPRIZE and helping launch the Global AI for Good movement in partnership with the United Nations. He's a trusted advisor to international bodies shaping the future of responsible AI at scale. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Paul.
So today, we're going to be talking about responsible AI and agents. So Amir, perhaps from your perspective as Chief Responsible AI Officer, can you talk a little bit about how we define responsible AI?
Thank you, Paul. Responsible AI is a topic that is important these days. We define responsible AI in multiple ways, but I can probably give a historical background on that and probably a definition as well. So responsible AI for us, at least at Cognizant, and I think for many industrial players, is a set of processes and framework and tools to assure responsible deployment of AI systems and guarantee that we manage the consequences of AI in enterprises, in organizations. Responsible AI has evolved over the years. About 2017, 2018, it was mostly about fairness, transparency, ethics, bias control, and privacy. And this was an important part because we're learning about systems, their behavior, and naturally, regulators and policymakers were paying attention to how these AI systems were being developed. But gradually, as systems evolved and we understood, especially with generative AI, the outcome of this autonomous behavior of some of these AI systems, we added a little bit of consideration around explainability and human in the loop. And this basically got the second wave of responsible AI, where we talked about a little bit more safety. But recently, we understand also from more agentic approach and evolution of AI systems that security and human oversight is critical, and we need to make sure that we have ways to assess behaviors of AI systems, and the risk management becomes very important as well. So this gradual evolution is not happened overnight, has been organically, and there is a different approach between regulators and policymakers and organizations that are doing research, but also deploying AI systems. Naturally, private industry is ahead of the game in terms of evolution of AI systems or hyperscalers. Big players that have built language models and frontier models are pushing and advancing all the capabilities. And they're implementing in their systems and their product naturally elements of privacy control, bias controls, guardrails. But this may not be enough for us to deploy AI systems at scale. And scalability is really the important part here. Mm-hmm. As we talk about going from pilot and to proof of concept into scalable enterprises, we naturally see a shift from compliance, which was the early days of responsible AI, to AI becoming a strategic initiative and tool for organizations. So as we go from products that are deployed at a smaller scale, as a pilot into department deployment to enterprise grade and become a strategic advantage for organizations, scalability and full control of AI system in a responsible manner is important. So I would say that responsible AI is not about responsible AI, it's responsible deployment of AI, mm-hmm. and making sure that all the stakeholders align in understanding and having oversight and control into how AI can actually support businesses in transforming themselves and making sure that humans are advancing and scaling up and part of the solution of whatever solution that AI is supporting.
Yeah, so Lisa, you're kind of at the forefront of, you know, where responsible AI meets commercialization. Like, so how do you balance this ability to be responsible but also innovate in AI?
So I see AI governance as the foundation for being a catalyst of AI innovation that ensures high quality outcomes and inspires trust for customers. So with the tools, systems, and platforms we build at Zurich, we drive and scale AI innovation in a safe, dynamic, and robust way. And this includes promoting the reuse of solutions that have proven particularly successful. So thinking of innovation and responsible AI, for me, there is actually no conflict. So innovation should focus on robust, reliable, and sustainable solutions. And those are the key criteria for innovative solutions to be impactful in the short and medium term. So from my perspective, the starting point is to holistically assess and understand AI solutions. So what is at stake? What is the customer, the business impact? What are the risks? So an AI solution that may be highly impactful from an operational efficiency perspective, and maybe it operates in the back office, this may trigger only very low risks, or so the risks may be irrelevant, more or less. On the other hand, a small-scale customer-facing solution might be evaluated very differently. Such assessment of AI solutions and their potential implications at an early stage should, from my perspective, inform the level of governance and guidance to be applied. So pursuing a risk-based, lean, yet effective approach to enable the business to drive safe, robust, and customer-centric innovation is key.
So, Lisa, how do you, with this notion now of safety evolving and this new world of agents that we're in, like how do the two come together? How do you affect change there?
That's a great question. So I do think that the focus on AI safety has sharpened in the past 2 years, along with the technology generating increasingly complex systems. So currently with multi-agent systems at the very forefront. When speaking about risks in relation to agentic AI, security risks such as prompt injection, data poisoning, model inversion or jailbreaking are typically mentioned. So overall, the increased complexity of agentic systems and the autonomy of AI agents have increased security concerns and also highlighted the vulnerability of AI systems. We can see this also in our daily life, right? Just recently, Visa and MasterCard announced the new reality. So AI agents will soon be able to use our credit cards to do the shopping for us. So we are delegating a quite high level of authority to agents. And this development is, to me, a very tangible example that illustrates how AI safety is, in fact, a key concern, a key element of how we develop and deploy agents in our financial ecosystem.
Great. Mia, do you have any thoughts on...
Naturally, I concur with Lisa fully. The agentic world brings itself a new dimension. First, because we're multiplying touch points with humans and with decision points. So, for instance, when you have only one system that makes a certain decision and we can control its biases, its guardrail around it, and make sure that it's operating in a certain manner. As we put multiple agents, these agents are going to be following one workflow, which is a linear workflow of a task, mm-hmm. or be going into a decision tree with multiple workflows at the same time. Not only we're multiplying the number of opportunities for agents to have weak points or not having human oversight attached to them, not being explainable fully and not being basically supported by a guardrail, or demonstrating certain capabilities of transparency or privacy. In addition to that, the conjunction of these agents will create a new behavior that we have yet to learn about how to understand, evaluate, and provide some level of risk containment in it. Also, agents are known now to have autonomous behavior that we may not fully yet scope, and therefore, the increasing number of agents, the multi-agent capability, the fact that there is more holes in terms of risk that we have not yet understanding for, creates new level of risk and new level of security and safety. But I'm going back to the safety part. Safety is not just the typical element of safety in a system. It's safe to use. So when we talk about decision support and giving everyone opportunity to use those agents to do anything, could be a purchase, could be a booking, could be making an appointment, could be making an important decision. That element is super important. So we're now in a position that we have to make sure that the decision is safe, akin to when we consume a medication and the doctor says it is safe to use, it has gone to the federal FDA approval, has come clinical trial behind it. So there is a level of assurance that the context in which we're going to be using that medication is safe. We want to have the same thing in AI systems and agents as well, because if humans rely more and more on those agents as a proxy to the life they're entertaining and to the business decisions they're making, there should be some level of assurance and safe to use, to quote, to be deployed. So now we're in an era where this notion of risk and safety is re-questioned. Mm-hmm. Is, as Lisa said, this is more important than ever, has not changed the dynamics of it. But we're not learning that we are entering into a new era of evaluation that we may not thought about 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, let's talk a bit more about like where the rubber meets the road. Like where are you, like particularly from Cognizant's point of view, like where are you seeing clients asking for responsible AI, or are they not? Or are there places where you see responsible AI fitting naturally that perhaps they didn't think about originally? Like, can you give us some examples of use cases where responsible AI needs to be inserted?
Well, naturally, we work with our clients in many ways in different disciplines and domains, from financial services to healthcare. Organizations are now, most of them have good understanding of what generative AI can do, the automation that it can bring. Many of them have deployed pilots, proof of concept, and trying to evaluate how to scale up. So the question that is being asked more and more to us is, how can we scale up, and how are we going to go from a pilot to enterprise-wide deployment, knowing that data governance is important. Most of data today is not necessarily structured. You have to work with unstructured data. Security risks are still not fully comprehended. So there is an assemblage of different tools and capabilities and processes that are in question right now. And we're seeing that from many of our customers. We're helping them to not only evaluate their readiness to engage into responsible AI, and again, responsible AI is responsible use of AI, and help them put in place, for instance, regulations such as ISO 42001, or comply with the NIST RMF framework, or to understand how their teams can be skilled up in terms of security and privacy, mm-hmm. make sure that they learn from other companies. We try to collaborate between clients to work with each other and to exchange knowledge and practices. Overall, the market is putting more effort and investment into deployment of responsible AI. They may not always be called responsible AI, but it may be called governance or safety or security. But at the end, all these components are needed to get to a place where, as Lisa said, we have a full end-to-end governance mechanism that we can assess the behaviors of systems and guarantee their full functioning. So this is where clients are aiming to. They're very large clients that have internal skills are deploying faster. Those who don't have the internal readiness are getting ready for that. But we see the market in general adopting more and more of these requirements and getting ready to build systems that are probably more assessed in general.
So Lisa, from a kind of an insurance point of view, which is obviously a regulated industry, can you talk a little bit more about where you're seeing an increased need for responsible AI or safety practices around AI?
So at Zurich, we use AI across the board, along the whole insurance value chain. We do see already measurable value in Gen AI solutions that drive productivity and efficiency gains. Also in Gen AI applications and agents that optimize the customer journey. This is a very important part for us, making the customer journey smoother, more intuitive, reducing the admin component for customers, for example, when it comes to policy or claims management. And now the advent of reasoning models and agentic AI systems amplifies those opportunities significantly. So agentic AI involves groups of autonomous agents or multi-agent systems that collaborate to solve complex problems. So this is another big leap when they're using advanced reasoning. From my perspective, the transformative potential of agentic AI for the financial sector is impressive.
And are you seeing new risk categories emerge as a result of agents?
So From my perspective, the basics really haven't changed. Also with agentic AI, we have to ensure that models are reliable and key principles such as transparency, explainability, observability, and accountability, they remain key. With Gen AI, what has changed from my perspective is that the risk of misinformation and deep fakes entered very much into the spotlight. So in a way, the technological advancements around deep fakes require us to rewire our brain. We have to adapt the way of thinking. We cannot simply believe anymore what we see. We cannot simply trust any online content. Mm-hmm. This is the new reality. What is new with agentic AI is the delegation of authority. We've been touching upon this before, because we are empowering AI agents in an unprecedented way these days, and in the near future even more. So AI agents can perform tasks and roles that have been traditionally assigned to humans. And we are delegating a remarkably high degree of autonomy to them. So defining the right approach to govern AI agents while fully unlocking their potential to drive business value, this is a challenging and critical task. Leaders in AI have a great responsibility to steer agentic AI into the right direction. And this is particularly challenging as technological progress keeps happening at the speed of light. This is, we have to act fast and with strategic foresight.
So Mia, can you tell us, can you share any examples of where AI has perhaps created unintended consequences, where responsible AI could have helped potentially?
This is a common question that is asked around policymakers and AI leaders and all the labs. We have seen the number of AI incidents grow over the past 3 years. The AI incident database and also the OECD monitor on incidents is seeing year-over-year growth by 50% of AI incidents. Those incidents are, as Lisa mentioned, sometimes related to deepfakes or manipulation of images, unintended consequences of those generation because they're generating. In lending and hiring, we see a number of bias that still survive in bad lending or decisions that have not been proper without human oversight. So we see a number of examples across the board on AI incidents, and those AI incidents are growing now with agentic AI. The simple explanation, or one of the explanations, would be that we have lowered the barrier of control to using AI. What happens with chatbots and generative AI is that we're given full logic and understanding literacy about programming. We brought it to the language, right? English language, or German language, or French language. We just not talk to AI systems without needing to program that. With agents, it's going to be even easier to have some form of versions of ourselves give orders and actions that have no guardrails attached to them at all.
So I guess if we move on a little bit, Amir, what do you think is the most overlooked risk, would you say, when it comes to AI in large organizations? Is there one particular thing that comes to mind, like that perhaps we haven't been thinking about as a result of agents?
The monitoring and the continuous assessment is important. I think what we overlook right now is not thinking that AI assessment and system assessment is a continuous task and has been done in real time and on demand, and not done once a year or documented once we implement the system and overlooked for another 6 months. It has to be done regularly because system behavior change, users change. I think we are not paying attention to the amount of IP and intellectual property that resides in our data stores and repositories that needs to be structured and taken into account safely. And I think although there's understanding of this topic, maybe we'll overlook it a little bit because we're still figuring out how to have an end-to-end system that works well, mm-hmm. that guarantees safety and transparency and accountability. But at some point, the real leverage of AI in organization is to utilize the assets and the data and the knowledge and the insight that have been captured for many years to really embed into the system. I think that is not fully rightly perceived yet by most organizations. Of course, large organizations have probably more visibility and probably more more astute ways to address these. Smaller organizations may not have the personnel and the budgets right now to embark on all of the aspects. So how they're going to be starting will be important. Mm-hmm. And that's something that they, it's not about overlooking, it's about not having the ability to have an oversight of all of that and have governance mechanisms in place. So they may adopt shrink-wrapped platforms. They give them only a part of that, not the whole thing. So it's a matter of being more mature in the evolution of the systems and trying to figure out how to prepare for some form of scale. Because if there is no scale, those pilots and those isolated systems may not communicate properly. So the whole benefit of AI may not manifest itself because the intersection between systems may not work the same way.
So building on what Amir said, I could imagine it's often being underestimated how multifaceted an enterprise-wide AI transformation actually is. So to me, this requires much more than just technical excellence. It also encompasses the cultural dimension. So it is key that employees embrace the technology as an opportunity to generate even better outcomes, to excel at what they do. In order to become more productive and more creative, employees can then free up more time for more sophisticated, more challenging tasks that can also support the customer better. Instead of being absorbed by routine tasks that that can be performed by machines, maybe in a faster and even more accurate way. So importantly, this positive attitude towards innovation doesn't often come naturally or always come naturally. So there is also the human reaction to be afraid of change, to fear the transformative potential of a technology. However, there is no way around AI. So the technology is already there, and it is our responsibility to make sure we are making the best use of it to support our employees in the upskilling journey, to ensure we have the right capabilities, and to encourage the use of a wide spectrum of tools and platforms.
Yeah, Amir, it feels like we're doing a lot of that at Cognizant, right, with employee training and upskilling.
Yeah, I concur completely with Lisa. We are actually taking the steps at Cognizant to train all 356,000 associates fully, and not only with the foundational principles and what responsible AI is, but also a full curriculum that goes towards client-facing teams, delivery teams, procurement teams, legal teams, and so forth, to make sure that in their practice, they have not only good understanding of what AI and agentic AI can bring to them, but also their interface with other departments, and try to make sure that our delivery excellence teams actually helps with the coordination of all of that. So this is a massive undertaking. We actually committed to train 1 million people with the help of our employees as well outside of Cognizant to make sure that we are being the good Samaritan and contribute to more literacy and knowledge sharing.
That's very cool. Very, very cool. So moving on, looking a little bit ahead to the future, what does the future look like for enterprise safety officers in this new world that we're living in of agents? Like, are we going to see more autonomous agents help us in the world of responsible AI?
Interestingly, both from the academic side and the industry side, we're now considering how AI agents, whether they're single or multi-agents, would contribute to some form of governance, some form of control, some form of safety. So we can imagine that, and actually we're doing that at Cognizant as well. We have deployed multi-agent capabilities where each agent has some built-in behaviors that are checking for privacy. Their role is to basically continuously check for privacy, everything that they see, or they check for transparency. There was this report on unexplainability leaks. So having a series of agents collaborating and working hand in hand to assure some form of responsible behavior, I think, is part of our future. How we're going to govern that will be left to both a policy, internal standards, and also technical capabilities, because they need to all work together. So as an organization, I think we need to understand that if we leave the observation of such behaviors of responsible management to agentic systems, there is definitely human oversight and regular ethical controls on everything, because at the end of the day, we want to make sure that humans remain in the loop and have oversight on the critical decisions that are made.
Yeah, so I think Amir has covered the essential parts here. Maybe to just to add a few considerations. So I usually prefer to not humanize machines and keep the human and the machine separate. But I do think that, in fact, some workforce-related security concepts will be transferred to autonomous agents in the future. So, for example, like for human employees, rights like access rights or decision autonomy, responsibilities, mandates, and other requirements will need to be defined for AI agents on the basis on their digital identities. And the adherence to such role profile, if you wish, with authorities, delegations, and limitations will probably need to be overseen in a similar way as this has been set up for the human workforce so far. So that's an interesting similarity I see between the two worlds working together, of course. So thinking of the role of an AI safety or enterprise safety officer in the future, I would expect such a role profile to have a strong strategic dimension of oversight. The governance would need to be adapted continually to a fast-changing tech environment, potentially also to a dynamic legal landscape, regulatory landscape. At the same time, I could imagine that AI agents would be able to, as Amir mentioned before, would be able to augment such tasks in the very near future, including oversight, maybe less strategic foresight.
Yeah, that makes sense. Let's hope we get there. Can you, I guess another question I've got is, like, what are you seeing outside of your industry that inspires you, that gives us hope for this new world of responsible AI and agents, like them coming together and being successful?
We're in an era of human history of huge progress. What inspires me, in addition to AI, is all the progress we made on genetic engineering and drug discovery and new material science, where we're going at a very fast pace. AI is contributing to those discoveries. I think rare diseases management could be a thing in the near future because of AI. All these new materials and energy conservations and new battery technologies and ubiquitous communication and access to more information globally, I think all those inspiring efforts out there outside of AI, but there is an intersection with AI. I would say that probably advances in public health and access to education probably would be the most important ones.
Yeah, makes total sense. So I guess one last question then. So finally, what's your one takeaway for enterprise leaders when they think about using or deploying agents for responsible AI? What should they be thinking about or doing differently?
A key takeaway. Overall, when adopting agentic AI solutions, it is key to pursue a holistic approach that includes testing and then red teaming, monitoring, runtime controls, along with measures to address security vulnerabilities as we discussed before. It also involves a thorough understanding of the agent's decision-making process and establishing a clear protocol as to the delegation of authority and access controls. With agentic AI, we are facing the next hype wave around AI. And what is critical from my perspective is that we do not simply join the hype, but explore the new opportunities in a dynamic, yet smart and diligent way. So importantly, agentic AI presents a paradigm shift as we are delegating much more autonomy to algorithms than we ever did before. So agentic AI has a huge transformative potential and potentially far-reaching implications. So we want to get this right in order to leverage agentic AI for the greater good.
Amir, do you have thoughts on
I can only concur with Lisa. To just reinforce the part on societal good and benefits, I think this is an opportunity for us to think about the role of humans in organizations and businesses. Because if we are thinking that agents can basically augmenting and supplanting some of the tasks that are doing, and we have some good relationship with agents, what becomes an organization? We have like 2 humans for 8 agents. What is the makeup of that? How are we going to be thinking about economic value, about our relationship, about communication, about building, innovating? So those questions, I think, are important. So the key takeaway for me is this opportunity to think collectively about the impact when AI is safe and when agent is fully safe and in control, what will be the benefit for us to recompose the way we work, the way we live, and the way we basically search for more.
That's a lot to be thinking about there. Thank you, Lisa, Amir. Thank you very much for joining the show and the podcast today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Paul.